Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen. He used to have...
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I'm Bruce Allen, and I am recording in a mall. I am doing the show live from a mall location. It's freezing outside. I am actually shivering while I do this. So this is technology at its best and worst, I suppose. Did half the show by Skype, and I'm doing the rest of the show on my cell phone, which is sitting here with my headset plugged in. It's just amazing. I love technology, and I hate it at the same time. Can we ever turn it off? That's the big question. Let's have a turn-off day. So today we've been talking about politics, and we've been talking about the ease and not so ease of being a parent. I also was whining about the court system because I am doing the show in this location because I was stuck in traffic court, which was a true nightmare of political inefficiency, of bureaucracy. And I think it was a reminder, as we're talking about all the things that are going on with Obamacare, of how hard it is for big government to do anything big. I mean, if a small local court is such a disaster, how does our government expect to run something like Obamacare? So I don't know what's going to happen. I see it as a train wreck. I don't know. Sherrilyn Lebon, my previous guest, wasn't sure if it could be repealed because it's so hard to repeal something once it's been passed. But is Band-Aids going to be really doing it? I don't know. By the way, I have a correction. I referenced a friend of mine who has four teenagers. I said they were 12 to 21, and she immediately tweeted me, correcting me and saying they were 13 to 19. Which is an important correction because that means they are all teenagers. This friend of mine is raising four teenagers by herself. She is a miracle woman, and I salute her for that job. I do believe it's not easy being a parent, and no one said it would be easy, and it's the best and most important job you can ever do. But is it fun? No, it's not fun. There are fun moments, but it's not fun. It's hard, hard work. And the joy you get at times is incalculable, but the heartache is also incalculable. I've gone through some very big ups and downs with my own older son, and you heard his music at the beginning of the segment, and you'll hear it again as we finish the show, and yet he brings me outrageous joy. There's times I've had sleepless nights, and it's a mixed bag. Anyway, time for one more life lesson, and then we're going to go to break. So let's hear another life lesson today.
You got to action, to wait the positive elimi. I need the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Good marriages are a lot like, let's make a deal. If we are really honest, a marriage is a business proposition with some lovely fringe benefits, but also many obligations. If we are really honest, we need to look at how we negotiate those things we want from our partner and how good we are at keeping up our end of the deal. It's give and take, quid pro quo. And to quote my therapist, it's much like let's make a deal. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Thankfully, we are almost out of time because I'm not even going to comment on that life lesson because it'll just get me in more trouble with some of you ladies out there. But I do believe a marriage is a deal. It's also love, and it's also fun, and it's also romance, but there's also a business arrangement as part of it. Let's leave it at that. We'll go to break, and I'll come back with some closing comments after these messages.